Ladies and gentlemen, the start of NBA free agency is now upon us. Welcome to The Talk. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of The Talk. And as always, I'm your host, Cody Davis. And before we get started with today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you for the love and the support and the feedback that I received from after my very first episode of The Talk. And due to the love that I got, you know, that also keeps me motivated to keep going. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, you can find The Talk on youcanarguethatsports.com. And I'm also picked up on two other platforms, anchorfm.com and Spotify, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for making this happen, and let's get to it. At the time of this recording, today is June 30th, and the NBA free agency market is about 4.5 hours away from opening. The NBA free agency is about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been one of the most sought after, one of the most talked about free agency classes in NBA history. The last time there has been this much hoopla surrounding a group of free agents was the summer of 2010, when Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Dirk Nowitzki, LeBron James were free agents. And we all remember how that went down. Three of the top five players decided, hey, let's get together and go to South Beach and create a big three. And there has been multiple good free agency classes out there since 2010. You look at 2014, the year LeBron James decided to go back to Cleveland. He was joined by Carmelo Anthony, who made the dumbest mistake in his career, in his life, to resign with the New York Knicks. You also had guys like Tim Duncan, Greg Monroe, Kyle Lowry, who was free agents. And of course, as we all know, they decided to stay where they were at. You also take a look at 2016, the year that Kevin Durant decided to join the Golden State Warriors. He was joined by, once again, LeBron James, Al Horford, DeMar DeRozan, and Bradley Beal. But none of those free agent classes has the opportunity to not only shake up the landscape of the league, but also help shape an entire decade as the NBA heads to the 2020s. Ladies and gentlemen, even when you take away Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, those are the top names in this free agency class. But here's the kicker. 40% of NBA players are free agents heading into this class. So if you are a team like the Houston Rockets, like the Portland Trail Blazers, or Milwaukee Bucks, you do not have to go out and try to get one of the big name free agents. But the real kicker here is trying to sign all of the other important role players who will help you win an NBA championship. We've seen it this past year in Toronto. Yes, I know, give and take, Golden State was hurt, but you have to give credit where credit is due. The Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship, and they did it not because they had 3, 4, and 5 other superstars on their team. They had one superstar, one other all-star in Kyle Lowry, and the rest of their team was built with players who had a role, with players who lived up to the competition. That's what most of the NBA is missing right now. And the one team who I would like to see take that approach, like the Toronto Raptors, are the Los Angeles Lakers. After trading for Anthony Davis a couple weeks ago, the Los Angeles Lakers have placed themselves in a position to create one of the most memorable super teams in NBA history. As of right now, they have about $32 million in cap space, enough to sign one of the top-tier talents in the league. And as of right now, word is going around that they are heavily trying to recruit Kawhi Leonard. I don't see how, first of all, I don't even see how that's possible. You already got LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Kyle Kuzma. Two of those three players that I just named are already a similar type of player like Kawhi Leonard. 6'8", 200 and what, 40 pounds. LeBron James might still be 260, 270. They need the ball in their hand. They're great defenders. Now, don't get me wrong. I know it's all about trying to go out and get as much talent as possible. But like I alluded to earlier, sometimes it might be in your best interest to just stick to signing role players in order to help you win an NBA championship. With $32 million in cap space this year, the Lakers have the opportunity to build one of the deepest teams in recent memory. $32 million in cap space. Right now, they are in desperate need of a point guard. And from everything that I've gathered over the last couple of days, it seems like that point guard might be D'Angelo Russell. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping that D'Angelo Russell returned to the Los Angeles Lakers. And I only say that because of this. For the Lakers to build a big three, D'Angelo Russell should be their number one option. I'm not convinced that the Kawhi Leonard situation will work out together. And that's only because Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, they are damn near the same player. Both players stand 6'8", over 200 pounds. Both players need the ball in their hands. Both players can score inside and outside. Both players are, well, LeBron was a phenomenal defender, but I kind of guess Father Time is starting to creep up on him, so he's not that good at defending no more. But we all know Kawhi Leonard is arguably the best defender in this league. But my only problem with Kawhi Leonard, well, my second problem with Kawhi Leonard joining the Lakers is that you're going to be adding the same exact player that you already got in LeBron James. And I'm not sure that James and Leonard will work together. Especially, you factor in the fact that you already have Anthony Davis. We've seen it once in Miami and we've seen it once in Cleveland. One of those three guys are going to have to take a massive step back in order to make that big three work. And as of right now, one, Kawhi Leonard shouldn't have to be that player to take a step back. Because right now, he's finals MVP. So, and with Kevin Durant being hurt, you could arguably say he's the best player in the game today. And I'm not convinced that Anthony Davis decided to take a move from New Orleans to Los Angeles to take a diminished, reduced role as the third wheel on the Los Angeles Lakers. And when I know you factor in age and how much has been on LeBron James' body these last couple of years, I'm still not too convinced that LeBron James would take a step back and say, hey, I'll be the third wheel. So Lakers management, why would you even want to even attempt to create that problem? And I don't care what nobody say. And D'Angelo Russell is arguably a top 10 point guard in this league. Now, I say top 10. I know I might be pushing it a little bit. But if you place him, if you do top 10 point guards in the league, he's going to be at least number 10 or 9. Anyway it goes, he's a top 10 point guard in his league. So you already need a point guard. Not only do you need a point guard, you need a guy who will be able to accept and play in a role as the third wheel. What other player do you need to get? And at 23 years old, and for a player who just came off of averaging a career high 21 points per game, D'Angelo Russell will be the perfect fit for the Los Angeles Lakers. Starting with his age alone. He's 23 years old. He will be able to take a step back and learn from Anthony Davis and learn from LeBron James. Not only that, he has always proven he can be a playmaker. LeBron James has always said he wanted to be able to play with a guy who can help take the ball out of his hands, so he won't have to do so much as he gets up there in age. D'Angelo Russell is a perfect fit for that, because not only does D'Angelo Russell has the ball in his hands, he has proven time and time again that he is a pretty good playmaker. Last year for the Brooklyn Nets, while averaging 21 points per game, he dished out an average of 7 assists per game. So he already has proven he has the qualities, he has the capabilities of being a pretty respectable and reliable playmaker. Even when you look at the long haul of the NBA season, you know LeBron James is going to play somewhere between the average of 60 to 70 games. So even when LeBron James is out, you will still have a pretty good ball handler who can not only facilitate, but when there's nights where he's going to be the number two option scoring, and if there's nights where James and Anthony Davis sitting out, he can also score. But the biggest kicker to me, why I would like to see D'Angelo Russell sign with the Los Angeles Lakers, even though he became an all-star last year, D'Angelo Russell will not eat up all of the $32 million cap space the Lakers have right now. I'm pretty sure he will sign somewhere in the ballpark between of a, what, 3-year, maybe 4-year deal worth, what, $115 million. Now, I'm pretty sure my math might be off a little bit, but you're only looking at about a good, what, $20 to $22 million per year paying for a guy like D'Angelo Russell. Signing a guy like D'Angelo Russell will allow the Lakers to continue building their depth, because not only do you need a point guard, the Lakers should also take a look at signing a legitimate backup big man. Because as a guy who has rooted for the New Orleans Pelicans as his second favorite team, Anthony Davis is bound to get injured a lot. And I would hate to see the Lakers shell out so much money to one player like a Kawhi Leonard. Then you are stuck in a situation where Anthony Davis has a fractured rib and he's out for the next 3 weeks. Now, your front court looking weak because you spent all your money trying to get one of the same exact players that you already got. When you can get a guy like D'Angelo Russell who's young, who's talented, and who would cost a hell of a lot more or less, and you could continue building a team around. With what the Lakers have now, with LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, and Anthony Davis, and it's easy for me to say that right off the top of my head like that because those are the only players the Lakers have right now. You add in D'Angelo Russell, and you add in a guy, let's say Al-Farouq Aminu. That's already your starting five. Once your starting five is taken care of, it's time for you to start building your bench. The Lakers can go out and sign Brook Lopez, bring in J.J. Redick and Seth Curry, and they can also try to convince the Milwaukee Bucks to let Malcolm Brogdon come their way. And with Milwaukee in a position where I'm pretty sure they're going to pay Chris Middleton a lot of money to keep their big two together, to keep up there with Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm pretty sure if the Lakers throw enough money in Malcolm's way, the Bucks would gladly let him walk. I'm not saying they're going to be able to get all four of those players, but if they were able to sign D'Angelo Russell, they will have enough cap space to sign at least three of those four players that I just named. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, the Los Angeles Lakers have went from a laughing stock in the NBA to one of the best, deepest teams in the NBA. It's crazy how things change in the blink of an eye. 1 minute, the Lakers were the laughing stock of the league. Everybody creating memes at them, especially after Magic Johnson just abruptly retired. Boy, boy, boy. Speaking of Magic Johnson, wouldn't it be funny to see D'Angelo Russell return to the Los Angeles Lakers after all that Magic Johnson said after his departure? I'll never forget that. That was one of the harshest trades that I've ever seen. When D'Angelo Russell got traded to the Brooklyn Nets, Magic Johnson, not only did Magic Johnson trade him, but he traded him as a complimentary piece for the Brooklyn Nets to take on Timothy Mozgov's ridiculous contract. And I never forget, I was interning with the Skeeters and I was watching the live feed because they had just drafted Lonzo Ball and Magic Johnson and the Lakers were introducing Ball to the Los Angeles Lakers. And he got up there and said, "The reason why I got rid of D'Angelo Russell is because I needed a leader. And I felt that Russell was not that leader." Boy, it's funny how things change in the blink of an eye. Now, the Lakers, who a lot of people in the organization did not sign off on that trade, will gladly take D'Angelo Russell back while Magic Johnson is sitting at home pretending, trying to get in on all the positive and remarkable moves that the Los Angeles Lakers are making. Speaking of how fast things can change in the blink of an eye, when we come back, I'm going to share my thoughts, my opinion, and my knowledge of why I think it's in Kevin Durant's best interest to stay with the Golden State Warriors. All that and more on The Talk.
What is We Creatives? Better yet, who are we? And what exactly do we do? Well, we do a lot. Of course, we create stunning graphic designs. But we creatives also laugh. We creatives smile. We run. We eat. We love and dream. We are just like you in every way. And when it comes to designing, our company really, really gets you. We create at We Creatives.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Talk. And as always, I'm your host, Cody Davis. And once again, you can find The Talk on youcanarguethatsports.com. If you didn't catch that the first time, it's youcanarguethatsports.com. And now you can also find this on anchorfm.com and Spotify. That's right, your boy Cody Davis, The Talk, is on Spotify. Before we get into talking about Kevin Durant, I just want to go over a quick news segment. Over the break, I'm pretty sure you guys already know by now, but Adrian Wojnarowski reported a few minutes ago that free agent guard Gerald Green will resign with the Houston Rockets. I know that's a pretty big deal for all my Houston Rockets fans out there. You know, we love to see our hometown hero, our hometown boy, Gerald Green, rock that Houston Rockets red, black, and silver. Can't nobody do it like him with that H-Town love that he has. Adrian Wojnarowski also reported that Jonas Valanciunas will resign with the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm pretty sure you guys may know Valanciunas was in the deal that sent Marc Gasol to the Toronto Raptors. Another guy who's also re-signing with his current team. But I find it funny that free agency is supposed to start 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Central Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. So technically, the market isn't open yet. And we have so many people agreeing to deals. We can already say it's set in stone that Kemba Walker has a new home. He's headed to the Boston Celtics on a 4-year deal worth $141 million. And the same can be said for Kyrie Irving. He's 9 times out of 10 headed to the Brooklyn Nets. I find it so odd and funny that the rule states that teams, players, and agents cannot and they should not talk to one another until the market officially opens. And we already have 2 of the top 10 players in this free agency class. Well, you can say 3 because Klay Thompson is going back to Golden State on a 5-year deal worth $191 million. So we already got 3 of the top 10 players already set in stone where they're going to be next year. Gerald Green is coming back to Houston. And so is Valanciunas, who's returning to Memphis. In other news, Adrian Wojnarowski also reported that in an event that the Houston Rockets do a sign-in trade to get Jimmy Butler, 9 times out of 10, Clint Capela will be moving on to the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento is one of a few teams who are in place to do a sign-in trade for Clint Capela. I'm not about to get into the whole Jimmy Butler situation coming to Houston. I kind of feel like Butler is on his way to the Miami Heat, but hey, I'm going to see if I'm right. Basically, when it comes to Jimmy Butler, it's a 3-team race. It's either Houston, Philadelphia, or Miami. Miami was a dark horse last week, but it's looking like they are gaining momentum as I sit here and speak to you guys today. Him coming to Houston, I'm just not fit. I kind of feel like it's either Miami. You know, Miami, just like Houston, they've been after Jimmy Butler for a very, very, very long time. Jimmy Butler do has a couple ties to Miami, just like Houston. Even though he doesn't play that anymore, Dwayne Wade, who is basically a damn near an ambassador now for the Miami Heat, has already started recruiting Butler to come to Miami. Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler already has established a relationship. And, of course, we know Philadelphia, basically, to me, his best chance to win a championship. By far, his best chance to get to the NBA Finals playing alongside Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Why lead that core and they can offer you the most money? And of course, you know, when he come home back to the Lone Star State, Houston, Texas, where it all started for Jimmy Butler, it's going to be exciting to see. But once again, if you didn't catch it before, if the Rockets do a sign-in trade with the Philadelphia 76ers in order to get Jimmy Butler, Clint Capela, 9 times out of 10, will be moving on to the Sacramento Kings. But with all that being said, let's focus on by far the biggest, best prospect of this free agency class. That is none other than Kevin Durant. Although it's exciting to see where Kevin Durant will end up, it breaks my heart knowing that we're going to miss a year of Kevin Durant's career due to the injury he suffered during the NBA Finals. Tearing his Achilles, man, that hurt my heart. Listen, I've never been a huge Kevin Durant fan, but as one of the greatest players and arguably the best scorer this league has ever seen, it just broke my heart when I saw Kevin Durant grab his Achilles a couple weeks ago in the NBA Finals against the Toronto Raptors. You know, it just broke my heart seeing that. And it's just sad knowing that next year, going into the 2020s, we're not going to get Kevin Durant, you know, and it hurts. But whether Kevin Durant is dealing with a ruptured Achilles or if he's out on the court dropping 40 to 50 points, and I say dropping the 40, 50 points because that's what he was doing in the playoffs before he originally got hurt against my beloved Houston Rockets. Kevin Durant is still by far the best prospect of this free agency class. And I say that with confidence because I do believe that Kevin Durant will return from this injury 100%. And I only say that because the Achilles injury is very, very critical and is very, very crucial, not only to any player who plays sports, but it's very, very highly critical to basketball players. But the thing that keeps me positive about Kevin Durant's returning back to his form is that KD was never a type of player who depended solely on his athleticism. The things that Kevin Durant can go out and do, that's not athleticism. That is just pure God-given talent. I know Kevin Durant put hours and hours and hours into the gym, practicing on all of his moves. But at some point, you just got to sit back and just say, man, that's just God-given talent. And that's basically exactly what that is. You know, and what's funny, Kevin Durant, when you take a look at game 5 of the NBA Finals, I'm pretty sure by then the Tillies was damn near gone to begin with. The man came out and dropped 11 points in 12 minutes. 11 points. And he just looked unstoppable. Those 11 minutes is the reason why I still say Kevin Durant is the best player in the game today. And Kevin Durant will continue to be the best player in the game. Because that was remarkable. And I say all that because now the time has come to see where will Kevin Durant land. Ever since last summer, as a matter of fact, there has been rumors that Kevin Durant has been going to the New York Knicks. Then it changed to the Brooklyn Nets. Then it changed to the Los Angeles Clippers. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, there's reports that Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard have talked about teaming up. I don't know where they are to the extent, but to me, the Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard teaming up is almost the same as LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard teaming up. Like I alluded to before, it's damn near getting the same exact player. But when you look at it from a basketball standpoint, you take out the emotions, the feelings. To me, I feel like the best thing for Kevin Durant to do is to stay in Golden State and continue to build the dynasty and the legacy of the Golden State Warriors. Ladies and gentlemen, unlike most Houston Rockets fans, I'm not a bitter hater of the Golden State Warriors. I love greatness. And what the Golden State Warriors were the last 2 years were greatness. It's the type of greatness that a lot of people are going to look back and say, damn, I missed that team. Damn, it was fun watching them together. Damn, it was nice watching them just dominate the league. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people don't never realize when a great team like the Warriors is built and established, you get lost in the moment because you get tired of them winning. But when you look back and look at the highlights, look at the talent, look at how special that duo was, no matter if it was your team or not, it's always good to see that. I've lived through that with the Kobe and Shaq Lakers, with the Tim Duncan San Antonio Spurs, and even with the LeBron James, Dwayne Wade Miami Heat. People hate on that team in a moment, but when it's all said and done, you get people, man, I miss that team. If only they did this, and if only they did that. Well, just stay together, and you won't have that problem. But that's not the only reason why I feel like Kevin Durant should stay with the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors give Kevin Durant the best opportunity to win. You take a look at his main three teams, the Brooklyn Nets, the New York Knicks, and the Los Angeles Clippers. No disrespect to neither one of those three franchises, but they cannot hold a candle to the Golden State Warriors when it comes to winning. The Nets haven't won a championship ever since the ABA-NBA merger. The Knicks haven't won a championship since 1970. And the Los Angeles Clippers have never won a championship in history. But when you take a look at the Golden State Warriors, you got Steph. You got Klay. And as of right now, you got Draymond Green. Which, of course, the biggest question that's about to start once this free agency dies down is what the Golden State Warriors are going to do with Draymond Green, which I believe if they keep Kevin Durant, they're going to let Draymond Green walk. If they don't keep Kevin Durant, they're going to sign Draymond Green. But at the end of the day, if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm coming off an Achilles tear. I'm not scheduled to be back on the court with my teammates until October of 2020. If you go to New York, not only are you going to have the pressure of trying to live up to the status to be Kevin Durant, but you're going to have the pressure of trying to give a franchise what they have not had in nearly 40 years, and that's leading them to an NBA championship. The same can be said about the Brooklyn Nets. Of course, you're going to be playing with Kyrie Irving, but you, at the end of the day, don't really know how your game and Kyrie Irving's game is going to be together. Of course, it worked with LeBron James, but you don't know if it's going to work with you. And then you look at the Los Angeles Clippers. Not only are you in the Western Conference, but I do not hear too many people saying, I'm going to the Los Angeles Clippers. And not only that, you're going to have to share the city with the Lakers. And not only that, you're going to have to share the city with LeBron James, a guy that you openly said you're tired of being number two behind. But when you look at the Golden State Warriors, you're looking at, you're placing yourself in a win-win situation. Not only do you have the possibility to continue building your career as an NBA champion, but you have the, you have at least another full year, which I like to recall, which I like to call a rehab year, when you're getting your body, you're getting your mind, you're getting your skill set back to where it once was before your devastating Achilles injury. Why put so much pressure on yourself signing with those other three teams when you get back to the court? You got Klay Thompson, you got Steph Curry, you may or may not have Draymond Green, depending on how that situation turns out. But you do not have the burden, the weight of trying to get back to the player that you once was and leading a team to a championship. It's going to be a lot easier with the Golden State Warriors than it will be with New York, with Brooklyn, with the Clippers. And I know a lot of you guys out there might be saying, well, the Warriors put him out there and he wasn't medically clear. They said it was a calf when clearly it was his Achilles. So, I know that sounds bad. The Warriors training staff are not in a good light right now. But come on now, guys. You know that isn't the first. And sadly, it wouldn't be the last a team medical staff have failed a player. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. When you're looking at just pure basketball perspective, staying in Golden State is the best option for Kevin Durant right now. And I'm not just saying that because he tore his Achilles and we still don't know if he's going to be the player that he once was or not. But I felt like it was in Kevin Durant's best interest to stay in Golden State to begin with. Because at the end of the day, what this NBA Finals showed, it does not matter how great Steph Curry is, how great Klay Thompson is, how good Draymond Green is. The notion that the Golden State Warriors can win a championship without Kevin Durant is no longer a fact. And I say that with confidence only because, yes, I know they did it in 2015. And as much as I love their championship in 2015, I have to come to the realization that they did it against a demolished, a depleted, and a hurt Cleveland Cavaliers team. And the second that that Cavaliers team came back to the NBA Finals, healthy, and yes, they had a couple questionable marks going against the Warriors, they lost. But when they added Kevin Durant, it was like taking Prince in the Revolution and adding Michael Jackson to it. At this point, your group, your team, it's just unstoppable. The last 2 years, the Warriors could do this without KD. The Warriors could do this without KD. They could have done it without KD. They would have did it this past year. And sadly, they didn't. Yes, I know the injury to Klay Thompson, but I tell people, before you say the Golden State Warriors can win without Kevin Durant, look what they did in the finals. And look, the only time that the Warriors looked unbeatable and unstoppable was when Kevin Durant was out there for 12 minutes and scored 11 points. That was the only time the Warriors looked like the Warriors in the finals. And whether if he resigns or not, if the Golden State Warriors struggle to make the playoffs, and God forbid if they somehow miss the playoffs. I'm not saying that's going to happen because I'm a true believer in Steph Curry. But if they even struggle to make the playoffs or fail to make the playoffs, and even to a certain degree, even though they're not favored, don't win the championship. And the very next year, Durant comes back, average about a good 24 to 25 points, and they win another championship. You're talking about a legacy defining moment for Durant. It almost happened a couple weeks ago. Because I truly believe if Kevin Durant had came back while the Warriors was down 3-1 and won that championship, Kevin Durant would have been finals MVP yet again. And that would have been his defining legacy changing moment. But if that happens, they struggle all next year. Kevin Durant comes back and they being back to the unstoppable Golden State Warriors and they win the championship and he's finals MVP. You best believe the narrative surrounding Durant's decision to join the Golden State Warriors will die completely. Durant, if you're listening, please stay with the Golden State Warriors. It also helps that you're going to get a deal 5 years worth over $200 million. Hell, I stay too. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today on The Talk. Once again, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Please follow me on Twitter at Cody, C-O-T-Y-D-A-V-I-S underscore 24. Yes, the 24 does stand for Kobe Bryant, who I think is the GOAT. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you can find The Talk on youcanarguethatsports.com. Once again, that's youcanarguethatsports.com and also Anchor FM and Spotify. Ladies and gentlemen, please go out, have fun, be safe, and enjoy NBA free agency. Thank you and have a great day.